will like you too.
World of wise, you're still hopeful, very sexy. Okay, okay, here we may come. Oh, 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 here we may come. Oh, 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 here we may come. Oh, 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 here we may come. So run, 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 run. Oh, oh, oh. Through the yard, through the yard.
John Prine, and that was
Lost Dogs and Mixed Blessings is the name of the CD, and we heard New Train. I'm Lori Sonnenfeld. This is Moving On. And before that, we heard from Victoria Fox. We heard Ukulele Lady. And we tried to hear a little bit, I believe, from Todd Samuelson and the songs of Tim and Jeff Buckley, but had a little bit of technical difficulty there. So it's about 12:16 here at KBOO, and probably 12:16 where you are too, unless you're listening on the web, of course. And we have someone in the studio who's going to be talking with us about an event tonight at Artichoke Music, and I'm excited to bring that to you in a little bit. In the meantime, here's some music from Steve Dawson, CD Bug Parade.
Thank you. are gonna hurt. Come on, give me a whirl. Shake your body and let me see you go one time for me. Oh, Condé, I love you. So stand for me, Condé. Show me what you got. They say you're too uptight. I say you're not. Dance around me, spinning like a top. Oh, Condé, 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 don't ever stop. Condé, Condé, who Condé, Condé? Outside your garden wall, pocket full of money, belly full of wine. Condé in my heart and romance on my mind. Listen to me, Condé, don't be afraid. I come here tonight to chase your blues away. I never hurt you, I treat you right. Oh, Condoleezza, won't you come out tonight? Oh, Condé, Condé, oh, Condé, Condé. Candy, pretty little Condé, precious as can be. Bet you never had another lover like me. Huh! Oh, Candy, Candy, oh, Candy, Candy.
Live in the studio, Monday, May 15th, on the K-Boo Food Show. An interview with Eric Schlosser, author of Fast Food Nation. Tune in to hear about his new book, Chew on This, and you decide if it's too much to digest. That's 10 a.m., Monday, May 15th, on the K-Boo Food Show. See you there.
Join us this Friday at 6 p.m. for Bread and Roses, the power of the princess.
Join us as we discuss the princess icon and its power to captivate the imaginations of girls across generations, shaping perceptions of self, womanhood, and destiny. Now a billion-dollar business, what messages are passed down?
We'll also take a humorous and analytical look at this country's own princess icon, Miss America.
That's this Friday at 6 p.m. on KBOO.
I want to be princess.
Hey, that's my crown.
No, it's mine.
They'll go one way and they'll go the other.
turn and found the hours of sleep at night that just don't seem to come. But my vision is perfectly
And that was Steve Dawson from his CD Bug Parade. And we've heard a few songs from that. We heard The Low Road and Casey's Revenge. And we started out with Bug Parade and Into My Room. And before that, Steve Earle from The Revolution Starts Now. We heard Condi Condi. And I'm Lori Sonnenfeld. This is Moving On. And I am privileged to have a couple people with me in the studio. First, let me introduce Gabriel Ledger. And Gabriel is a filmmaker, and he's here in town to introduce a new film to Portland, and it premiered last night at the Cinemagic. And Gabriel, why don't you tell us a little bit about the film and the music? Oops, hold on. Okay.
Thanks, Lori. Well, the film is called The Rest of My Life, Stories of Trauma Survivors, and it's a short documentary film that premiered last night at the Cinemagic in Southeast Portland. And my angle is that I'm an emergency room doctor, and when I was working in New Mexico, I took care of a lot of trauma patients and was interested in how they did 2 and 3 years after their traumas and how trauma affected their lives. And so I followed them up, and the film is the story of their experiences. And Rahim Alhaj is a very accomplished, world-renowned oud musician who did the soundtrack for the film. Rahim is an Iraqi torture survivor, so also a trauma survivor, and he is an oud master, and the oud is a Middle Eastern instrument. And Rahim's last CD was a 3-time Grammy-nominated CD called Friendship, and he performed the soundtrack for the film, and he's here in Portland for the premiere of the film.
And he's here in our studio. Welcome, Rahim.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so glad to have you here.
My pleasure.
And Gabriel tells me that you're also active in the peace movement.
Yes, I'm involved with peace movement, actually, here in the United States.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I did a soundtrack for a movie for peace movement in the United States for another Gabriel. He lives in New York. Which is kind of talk about the peace movement in the United States and mm-hmm. and interviewing intellectual thinkers of United States like mm-hmm. Noam Chomsky and Amy Goodman and other thinker and to talk about the peace movement in the United States and how it started and where it's at right now and how much is involved in world peace. And I've been involved politically from the beginning of my life, and I was politically active against the Saddam regime for years, and then I imprisoned and tortured during that time, and all my music basically talks about the freedom and hope and loss and that to capture some stories that that I could talk about it musically, not verbally, basically.
Yeah, and so Gabriel, there's a concert tonight at Artichoke Music.
There is. Rahim's going to be playing a solo oud performance at Artichoke Music at 8 p.m. tonight that we're very excited about. It's his first time visiting Portland, his first time performing in Portland, and we're incredibly excited to have him and lucky to have him here.
Good. And we're very lucky to have you here and perhaps favor us with a song.
Oh, sure. Definitely. I would like to play one composition. It's called Hulum, which is dream in English. And this composition, it's talk about it's about the Iraqi children. They dream of having a normal life. This oud is very sensitive, so when
it's quite warm in here.
Yeah, so change the tune is that's like anyway.
I can change
No, no, it's fine.
Thank you.
That was magnificent. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you very much.
So, are you playing with a pick?
Yeah, there's a kind of piece of plastic.
Uh-huh.
That's what basically they play. That's with the oud.
Mm-hmm.
All time where they used eagle feather, and now it's really it's illegal to catch feather. You know, mm-hmm. Eagle and take feather of it. So they invent this piece of plastic to move between the string.
So, what age were you when you started studying the instrument?
I studied when I was really young, 8 years, and studied with my teacher. Actually, he's not a music teacher. He knows how to play oud. And one time I asked him to pick up the oud and play, and just really teeny tiny boy with huge oud. And I did something, and I don't know what I did exactly during that time, that impressed him so much. And he gave it to me, the oud, and he started to teach me some basics of that oud playing. And since I started playing and a composer, I was actually 11 when I started composing music on the oud. And I started with famous, actually he's the best oud player in the world of the 20th century, Munir Bashir. And for 6 years, and when conservatory, Baghdad Conservatory for the oud, to the composition. Until now, I am a musician and I'm playing the oud.
And you live in the U.S. now?
Yes, I do. I live in a beautiful place in New Mexico, Albuquerque, actually.
Uh-huh.
It's a gorgeous place, and I'm so happy there in New Mexico. I'm doing my concerts. Yes, I'm traveling a lot and around the world and in the United States, basically, but still my home is in Albuquerque.
So if you just tuned in, we were listening to Rahim Al-Haj play his oud, and I'm very mellow now, having listened when I was quite hyper before. So it's very nice. Thank you. And I hope you're mellow out there, too. And he will be performing tonight at Artichoke Music at Southeast 31st and Hawthorne at 8 p.m. and the doors open at 7. And don't tell me the ticket prices, but are there advance tickets available or is it just at the door?
You can call me if you want to reserve tickets for tonight.
Okay.
I'll give you my phone number. It's 503-476-6822. And
you need to repeat that a couple of times slowly.
Sure. Seating is pretty limited at the theater.
Yeah,
so
it only holds 40 people, I think.
Right, it's very small. 40 to 60 is capacity at the Backgate Theater at Artichoke Music. So if you want to reserve tickets, go ahead and give me a call. It's 503-476-6822.
476-6822.
Right.
In the 503 area code. And is your film, Gabriel, is your film going to be showing in Portland?
Well, we just had the premiere at the Cinemagic, and right now it's not scheduled for any other theaters at this time, but hopefully in the future. There is a website for the film, and that's www.storiesoftraumasurvivors.com.
Why don't you repeat that?
Sure. It's www.storiesoftraumasurvivors.com. No spaces in between any other words.
Right. Okay. And I want to thank you both so much for being here.
You're so welcome.
And thank you so much.
You're welcome. And we're going to go out with a song from Rahim's CD called The Second Baghdad. What do you mean by The Second Baghdad?
Oh, this composition, actually, that's a good question. I composed this piece.
We're actually going to hear horses, but I'm curious what you mean by the second.
Oh, yeah. I composed this piece because my teacher, Munir Bashir, had a composition. It's called Baghdad. And talks about how beautiful Baghdad and gorgeous and nice. And this, The Second Baghdad, is my Baghdad, which is when the first Gulf War started, and they destroyed Baghdad almost completely during that time from the gunfire and missiles. And so I couldn't find really my way, barely find my way in my city, Baghdad. So this is the second Baghdad. And always when I perform around, the globe actually, but I say, I hope I'm not composing the third Baghdad. Mm. So this is the second Baghdad for the CD.
Yeah. I see. Okay.
And Lori, I just wanted to mention one thing about Raheem's beautiful music. In addition to his last CD, which was called Friendship, which was the 3-time Grammy nominated CD, his next CD is coming out next month, which I'm really excited to hear. And that's actually a Smithsonian Folkways CD. Uh-huh. And it's called When the Soul is Settled, Music of Iraq. And so we should look forward to that in about a month.
Yeah, actually next month is June 2nd. We'll be out on the street. So, and it's a very classical Iraqi music, exactly. There's oud and a percussion. And we are really excited for the CD.
Good. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
young girl, too young to care. You live on your beauty and the bright blue air. But I know you know it can't go on. You might want to come in someday, take it from a man who used to live that way. And I want to be there to take you in my arms. Open up your heart, I'm on your stairway, staring into eyes of blue. Open up your heart to me, I love you. And this is what I'm going to do. I'll borrow big or steel, time for you to walk with me. A girl like you to make my heart sing. Darling, you make my heart sing. Whoa, but I don't know what you're going to do. Open up your heart, staring into eyes.
And that was Uncle Walt's band we heard for the first time, and Open Up Your Heart. And you're listening to KBOO in Portland, 90.7 FM. I'm Lori Sonnenfeld, and this is Moving On. And a couple events coming up, in addition to the one we just heard about for tonight. Anne Weiss in performance tomorrow night at the Mississippi Pizza Pub. And the flyer says, Anne Weiss is one of those rare artists that has it all. Powerful, emotionally stunning vocals, fantastic guitar work, and songwriter extraordinaire. And along with her, let's see, it's from 6 to 8 p.m., so it's an early show tomorrow night at Mississippi Pizza Pub, which is at 3552 North Mississippi in Portland, with an opener and special guest, Jeremy Serwer. And Anne says about him, folk soul with hypnotic vocals, insightful lyrics, unusual guitar, Ben Harper with edge. And there's more information at MississippiPizza.com. And Anne Weiss is also starting some classes. And, or perhaps, let's see, these have already started. Yeah, it looks like they've already started, but I don't know whether you can drop in or not. I'll just give you either the website, which is www.anne, spelled with an E, AnneWeiss.com, AnneWeiss.com. The classes are for the Singing for the Vocally Challenged, and world music, ethnomusicology, and singing the Everyone Welcome Community Choir, music from around the world. And if you can't get into the current class, perhaps she's got some others coming up. I bet she does. And also coming up at Mississippi Pizza Pub, 7 o'clock Saturday, May 20th, Lisa Marichek. And, it's not her. It's Ms. Kitty's Parlor. Lisa is the contact. And a sampling of the All-Star Ms. Kitty Review includes Nan Elliman and David Lipkind, Ned the GeoWiz, K.J. McElrath, Jellyfish Chorus, Ruby Ruth and Yasha, Professor Carbuncle, and more, with door prizes and surprises. And let's see, got a couple other things coming up here. I think that's it for what I have to tell you about at the very moment. And so let's go back to music. Here's Blaze Foley from the CD Live at the Austin Outhouse.
Anyway, we're going to do this. That's right, Roadhog did. We had a lot of requests, but we're going to do it anyway. Ain't never had a lesson in his life, all right. Wish I knew which way to turn to go. I feel so good, then I feel so bad. Wonder what I I could only fly, if I could only fly, I'd bid this place goodbye, to come and be with you, but I can hardly stand, got nowhere to run. Another sinking sun, one more lonely night. The wind keeps blowing somewhere every day. Tell me things get better somewhere up the way. Just dismal thinking on a dismal day. Sad songs for us to bear. Sometimes I write happy songs, but But then sometimes little things are wrong. You know, I wish they all could make you smile. Tomorrow maybe we can get away. I'm coming home soon and I want to stay. I wish you could come with me when I go again. If I could only fly, if I could only fly, I'd bid this place goodbye to come and be with you. But I can hardly stand, got nowhere to run. Another sinking sun, one more lonely night. If I could only fly, if you could only fly, if we could only fly, there'd be no more lonely nights. Thanks, Ed. Ever since Ed flunked out of the Spiegel catalog thing, because he's trying to get a job modeling circular saws and socket sets, and Spiegel, y'all familiar with Spiegel, and they turned him down. And kind of Ed went, he started drinking wine. But we caught him before he got down to the bottom of that here. I'm going to do one more and get Rich Fee ready. Rich has a great song called Cans, and I want him to do his two other songs that make his next door neighbor cry the most. It's called Small Town Hero. Sunday, learn the golden rule. 'Cause the devil, he might get you before he gets through. He might get you before he gets through. Yeah. Rah, 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 you. always in your seat before you heard the bell. That bell, it don't ring no more. Mommy, mommy, what went wrong? Too late for questions, now you're on your own. Mommy's broke down and your daddy's gone. They just couldn't make it work no more. High school, college too. Church on Sunday, learn the golden rule. 'Cause the devil, he might get you before he gets through. He might get you before he gets through. Thank you. That's called Small Town Hero.
And that was Blaze Foley. And that CD is courtesy of Wade, who does the Hillbilly Huh show. Wade Hockett, I think his name is. He and Retta alternate on Mondays, 12 to 1:30, doing the Noontime Jamboree. And it is such a good show. If you like that, be sure and tune in on Mondays at noon. And I'm going to finish up here with a song from Joyce Anderson. Her CD is called Love and Thirst, and this is called Thirsty Girl. Thanks for being with me. This is Lori Sonnenfeld. You're listening to Moving on KBOO 90.7 FM, listener-sponsored community radio.
She's a thirsty girl. She needs a tall drink of water. She takes a bottle of wine. Is there a magic elixir? There's a battle between her body, her heart, and her mind. Is this a divine plan of a trickster? She's a thirsty girl. She's drinking in this whole wine. There's so much from which to choose. She drinks too much and she gets confused. She's a thirsty girl. And dresses and curls. She cracked the oyster, found the pearl. Now her head's held high and her flags unfurled. Hungry for life, she's a very thirsty girl. She's a thirsty girl. She's drinking in this whole wide world. There's so much from which to choose. She drinks too much and she gets confused.